I was not yet 8 years old when I was diagnosed with diabetes. To my family, the disease was a deadly curse. To me, it was more a threat to the already fragile world of my childhood, a state of constant tension punctuated by explosive discord, all of it caused by my father's alcoholism and my mother's response to it, whether family fight or emotional flight. But the disease also inspired in me a kind of precocious self-reliance that is not uncommon in children who feel the adults around them to be unreliable. There are uses to adversity, and they don't reveal themselves until tested. Whether it's serious illness, financial hardship, or the simple constraint of parents who speak limited English, difficulty can tap unsuspected strengths. It doesn't always, of course. I've seen life beat people down until they can't get up. But I have never had to face anything that could overwhelm the native optimism and stubborn perseverance I was blessed with. At the same time, I would never claim to be self-made. Quite the contrary. At every stage of my life, I have always felt that the support I've drawn from those closest to me has made the decisive difference between success and failure. And this was true from the beginning. Whatever their limitations and frailties, those who raised me loved me and did the best they knew how. Of that, I'm sure. The world that I was born into was a tiny microcosm of Hispanic New York City. A tight few blocks in the South Bronx bounded the lives of my extended family. My grandmother, matriarch of the tribe, and her second husband, Gallego, her daughters and sons. My playmates were my cousins. We spoke Spanish at home, and many in my family spoke virtually no English. My parents had both come to New York from Puerto Rico in 1944. My mother, in the Women's Army Corps. My father, with his family in search of work as part of a huge migration from the island, driven by economic hardship. My brother, now Juan Luis Sotomayor, Jr., M.D., but to me forever, Jr., was born 3 years after me. I found him a nuisance, as only a little brother can be, following me everywhere, mimicking my every gesture, eavesdropping on every conversation. In retrospect, he was actually a quiet child who made few demands on anyone's attention. My mother always said that compared with me, caring for Junior was like taking a vacation. Once, when he was still tiny and I wasn't much bigger, my exasperation with him inspired me to lead him into the hallway outside the apartment and shut the door. I don't know how much later it was that my mother found him, sitting right where I'd left him, sucking his thumb. But I do know I got walloped that day. But that was just domestic politics. On the playground, or once he started school at Blessed Sacrament with me, I watched out for him. And any bully, thinking of messing with him, would have to mix it up with me first. If I got beat up on Junior's account, I would settle things with him later, but no one was going to lay a hand on him except me. Around the time that Junior was born, we moved to a newly constructed public housing project in Soundview, just a 10-minute drive from our old neighborhood. The Bronxdale houses sprawled over three large city blocks, 28 buildings, each 7 stories tall, with 8 apartments to a floor. My mother saw the projects as a safer, cleaner, brighter alternative to the decaying tenement where we had lived. My grandmother, Abuelita, however, saw this move as a venture into far and alien territory. El Jurutungo Viejo, for all practical purposes. My mother should never have made us move, she said, because in the old neighborhood there was life on the streets and family nearby. In the projects, we were isolated. I knew well enough that we were isolated, but that condition had more to do with my father's drinking and the shame attached to it. It constrained our lives as far back as my memory reaches. We almost never had visitors. My cousins never spent the night at our home as I did at theirs. Even Anna, my mother's best friend, never came over, though she lived in the projects too, in the building kitty corner from ours, and took care of my brother Junior and me after school. We always went to her place, never the other way around.